Hello and welcome to this Teacher Animal series. I am so glad you have decided to join and to learn with the animals, to give them the opportunity to teach, because this is the fundamental principle in animal communication. It's the deep listening. It's the allowing of what their soul, their unique being, really has to share. And it's this place that opens us into the magical connection and that flow and that sense of knowing. So the course has been created with guided resources to help you into this place. They're guided meditations you can download, also conversation starters. Now, this is really to inspire conversations that you maybe wouldn't have had before. You don't have to get answers to everything, and they're simply there as a rough guide. The feedback videos are recorded between me and the animal's person answering the conversation starters. You may get other information. The animals might show you or want to talk about something else. That's absolutely fine. Asking them what they want to talk about is a beautiful question and a beautiful way to engage. And I'm sure the animals people would love to hear back from you on that. Now, what's really important when starting communications, and you'll know this from my classes and workshops, you don't need to be perfect. You don't need to be Zen. You just need to be you and show up. So sometimes you're going to want to do other activities that just bring you to your center before you start doing communication. Maybe you don't have time. It's always going to be a personal choice. But ultimately, no, it's about choosing to be present and choosing to just show up with them and open to being curious and present with the communication. It will relax you as well in the process and feed you. It's like being with your own animals. And that is really the quality that I want to engage you in this Teacher Animal series. It's about being with them rather than kind of trying to get something right. Because it's through the being that we open to our own authentic being and relating. Now, these truly are unique beings, each of them. So they might, like I said, take the conversation in different directions. That's why you can email us, email me. I will forward it to the animal's person and they will get back to you. Now be brave in your emails. All the people and the animals on this course, they have studied communication for a few years. They know how it works. They have also been there in that place of giving feedback. So I'm sure they will find the connections and write back to you so that you can get affirmation and clarity. Now, what about talking with your own animals? Well, practicing naturally lights us up. And the invitation really is to take what you've learned and what you've experienced into the relating with your own animals. Maybe you start asking them different conversation questions when you're talking with them. Maybe one of the teacher animals shares with you some insight that will help you with an animal at home. It is both a passive and an active process. So be with it and set your intention now for clarity, beauty, flow, and growth for all. I am wishing you magic in this series and so many blessings. Enjoy.